Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. My name is Rachel, and I am so excited to be diving into the weekday podcast with you today. There's a story in the Bible that the Lord's been reminding me of over and over lately, and it's the story of Mary and Martha. If you've been around church for very long, you've probably heard of the story of two sisters. It's pretty short, so join me while I read it. It's found in Luke chapter 10. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Oof, talk about a wake-up call. Most of us can probably relate better to one sister or the other, but honestly, the best place to be is a mixture of both. It's good to get stuff done, but it's best to spend time with the Lord. What I found when I'm consistent in my quiet time is that I still have time to get my to-do list done when I make time to spend with God. It's like time stands still when I'm with him, and he gives me the energy to still check everything off of my to-do list. But honestly, when I read this story, all I can think of is how often am I just Martha? How often am I more concerned with my to-do list of items than I am with spending time with the Lord? More than I'd like to admit. It's even harder to think about as we approach Christmas. A day that should be all about Jesus is often covered up by shopping and planning and traveling and endless to-do lists. I want to make sure I continue to rest in his presence because a messy heart will always outweigh a messy home or a lengthy to-do list. Let your prayer today be this: Lord, don't let me become distracted like Martha, but instead help me rest in your presence. Help me rest in your unfailing love. Help me discover you the way that Mary did, and let me be reminded of it day after day. That's all the time we have for today. I hope you have a fantastic day and a wonderful Christmas season as we keep our eyes pointed on Jesus. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.